This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
A new exhibit involving all three floors of the Barry Art Gallery, Studio Place Arts, opens next Tuesday. The show brings together artists from all over the world. Artist Janet Van Fleet is here from our studio in Montpelier to talk about it a little bit more. Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
And Janet, you're co-curator of this exhibit, along with Sue Higby, who's executive director of Studio Place Arts in Barrie. And let me just read the brief description of this exhibit. It's called Them, Us, and You. And it says, rather than coalescing around the idea that we're all in this collectively, these extreme us, not them perspectives are expressed in both radical and in socially accepted ways. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
The issues confront us every day in the news. There's religious issues of religious differences, of class differences, of economic differences, of gender differences, racial differences. You know, those are all the things that create friction all over the world. And so, you know, there's not a paucity of material. Studio Place Arts has been in business for 15 years now, and we do try to do interesting and thought-provoking, let's put it that way, exhibits. This came up because it seems as though the world is encountering a lot more conflict about disparate perspectives and people who see themselves in opposition to others. We've gotten a lot of really interesting submissions.
This exhibit occupies all three floors at SPA. Is that common?
It's uncommon. We have one other show each year, our member show, which uses all three floors. But I'm trying to remember the last time we had a show on all three floors, and I think it was another international show. About 5 years ago, we did a show called On the Planet, which was a collaboration with some Japanese artists that was in conjunction with the United Nations Conference on Biodiversity.
So what were some of those interpretations by artists of the concepts of them and us? What can we expect to see?
The third floor has a lot of work having to do with immigration and the experiences of immigrants. The second floor has a lot about poverty, surveillance, those kinds of issues. And the first floor has a very large piece about genocide and one about bullying, classism, racism.
Tell us about some of the artists who submitted works.
We have a number of Vermont artists. We have an artist from Denmark, one from Slovenia, France, a Cypriot native from the UK. Really, there is a huge variety of people. A big swath of the world is represented here.
What do you hope the audience feels or sees when they go to the exhibit? Do you want them to walk away with a certain thought in their head or a question?
No. Absolutely not. I mean, I think that's propaganda in a sense, and that's not what we're after. As an artist, personally, I mean, aside from my role here as a curator, I really think that it's important for a work of art to be interpretable in a variety of ways, you know, that it speaks differently to different people depending on what they bring to it. And I think that is the kind of openness we're trying to, the posture of openness that we're cultivating here with this exhibit about them, us, and you, that we all bring a different perspective to whatever it is. And it's just a question of making an attempt to open up to somebody else's perspective. So I hope that people do not go away with only one idea from this exhibit. I hope that everybody who comes has a different experience.
And can you tell us a little bit more about what's coming up towards the end of the month at SPA?
We have a day of special events in conjunction with this. There will be an art project led by SPA artists, including myself, for all ages. And this will be kind of a collaborative art-making activity with a diversity of materials. There will be a walk and talk where I and my co-curator, Sue Higby, will take people through the whole exhibit and talk about and invite conversation about the work. There'll be a talk by anthropologist, artist, and writer Dana Walrath, who is on the faculty at UVM and is one of the artists in the show with a really fabulous artwork about genocide that's right in the main gallery that's very strong. And her talk will be called From Slavery to Syria, Art and Social Justice.
So, Janet, thank you so much for letting us know more about the exhibit coming up at Studio Place Arts called Them, Us, and You.
Thank you for letting us have an opportunity to talk about it.
That's Vermont artist Janet Van Fleet, who, along with executive director of Studio Place Arts in Barrie, Sue Higby, co-curated a new exhibit on all three floors of the Barrie Art Gallery called Them, Us, and You. That opens March 8th at Studio Place Arts in Barrie. Find out more at vpr.net.